I hear Gordon Hayward from the Utah Jazz. I was just talking with Derek about the tough part of the schedule. 8 of your first 10 games have been on the road. How difficult has that been, just start a year like that?
It's definitely been a challenge for us, especially with the caliber of teams we've been playing to. I think it's going to be good for us in the long run. I think it's something that hopefully we can learn from these experiences, and you know, come after All-Star break and we're making a playoff push, we can use it and try to gain something from it. But it's definitely been tough.
It's such a transition from being a rookie, a newcomer only a few years ago, to now being a veteran. You signed your long-term contract for Utah. You've set your roots there. Discuss your responsibilities, just being the leader on and off the court for the team.
Yeah, it's definitely different roles than when I was younger and on the team. Just expect to lead by example more than anything. Derek Favors and I have been on the team for a while together. Guys look up to us to kind of set the tone. So making sure we're doing the right things, on the court, off the court, being professionals. Getting to the gym early, staying late, that type of stuff. So I think we have embraced that so far, and we like those roles.
You can talk about this with the Coach Snyder, obviously, with his last stop before your head coach was here in Atlanta. And it looks like you could see some potential systems trying to merge those together as far as using perimeter shot, different cuts, things like that. How has Coach Snyder been as far as incorporating that type of offense, and have you found comfort in that?
Yeah, he's been great for us. He really has. He's changed the culture a little bit for us in Utah, and brought his own unique style. There's definitely similarities between Atlanta and here, but like I said, he has his own unique style, and I'm very comfortable in the offense. I think we're all starting to mesh with it, and he's great for us. He's a good coach.
Yeah, and then lastly, Kyle Korver plays here. He played in Utah, I believe, as well at some point of his career. Do you have a relationship with him, or do you kind of look at his style of play as far as working off screens or getting open shots as far as something that you may try to use in a way?
He left the year I got to Utah, so I don't have too good of a relationship. I know him from a couple of Team USA stuff and Santa Barbara in California, but, other than that, not too well. But as far as him moving off the ball and using screens, he's one of the best in the league. So, I don't play exactly like he does, but definitely try to incorporate all the guys that do the things best. You try to look at them and try to see how they get open and try to emulate some of that.